the first expedition to the Titanic wreck site since the Titan submersible disaster last year, is about to set sail. A team of imaging experts, scientists and historians are involved in the project, which aims to gather the most detailed photographic record ever made of the wreck. The BBC's science correspondent Jonathan Amos is on board the expedition ship, which is due to set sail tonight around 8 o'clock Irish time from the US city of Providence on Rhode Island. Jonathan, good afternoon. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Yeah, afternoon, Gavin. Yeah,
it's a fine day here in Providence, and they're just making final preparations. The last people are coming on board, the last supplies, and then this ship, this enormous logistics ship, the Dina Shuest, will head down the estuary here out into the North Atlantic and then make its way to the Titanic wreck site, which is about 4 days' sail from here.
So tell us about this mission.
Yeah, so as you correctly say, this is the first commercial mission to the Titanic wreck site since we had that private submersible, the Titan submersible, implode as it got close to Titanic. Five men died on board. Nobody's really been back in a commercial venture since then. The U.S. Coast Guard have obviously to investigate what happened to Titan. But this is an operation that's been run by a company called RMS Titanic Incorporated, and they have the sole salvage rights to the Titanic. They've actually brought up about 5,000 items during the years, and you can see some of that stuff in exhibitions that tour the world. They're not actually going to pull anything up this time, however. What they want to do is build the best map yet, the best photographic record of Titanic, which lies 3,800 meters down on the seabed of the North Atlantic. And they have some prodigious cameras, I have to say, to do this. There's a couple of remotely operated vehicles, robots. There's not people going to be in these vehicles. They'll go down, they'll map the Titanic over the course of about 20 days. They should achieve millimetric resolution. So, I mean, you'll almost be able to zoom in and see the grains of sand in the mud around the Titanic. That's how good the pictures should be. And then they hope to get some fresh insights into what happened just over 100 years ago, and potentially also then identify some items to go and pick up later, maybe next year or the year after.
Jonathan, I read in your report that one of the five who died on the Ocean Gate sub, Frenchman Paul-Henri Nargiolet, he was due to lead this exhibition.
He was the director of research at RMS Titanic Inc. And he should have been the leader on this expedition that's about to set sail. But of course, then, you know, he died when that submersible imploded. And so it's going to be quite a poignant venture for everybody here. And they are going to hold a memorial service out at sea, not just for the five men who died on that submersible, but obviously also for the 1,500 passengers and crew that went down with Titanic. But specifically for this expedition, they're going to send down a plaque, which they're going to put in the sediment. They're going to stick it in the sediment in an upright position on a kind of reef that's quite close to the Titanic, which is known as PH Reef. Something that that he spotted, this area of corals. And it has his name attached to it, and they thought that was a great place to put the plaque. And so that will happen at some point over the next 3 weeks.
Jonathan, thanks very much for speaking to us. That's Jonathan Amos, BBC science correspondent, speaking to us on that expedition, on the expedition ship sailing out of Providence in Rhode Island in the United States.